Dan Balz has covered national politics for the Washington Post for 30 years. He's the co-author of the new book on the 2008 presidential campaign called The Battle for America 2008. In the first of a two-part interview, WMNF spoke with Balz today and asked him if he believed the election between Barack Obama and John McCain changed last year when the economy hit rock bottom last September.
I think that's exactly right. There's a sort of 10 or 12-day period from the day that the Lehman Brothers firm was allowed to go bankrupt through the first debate in Mississippi that I think that this election ultimately was decided. I think, for starters, this was a very difficult campaign for John McCain to win under any circumstances. The deck was in many ways stacked against him. President Bush's approval rating was below 30%. 75 to 80% of the country thought we were off in the wrong direction. Consumer confidence was very low. Winning a third consecutive term for any party is very, very difficult. So there were structural factors that made it difficult for McCain. But in that period, McCain's performance was not reassuring to voters. As you recall, he on one day said the fundamentals of the economy are strong. Later, he decided to suspend his campaign, to pull down his advertising, to go back to Washington to have a meeting at which nothing really happened. He called for the cancellation or postponement of the first debate. Then he changed his mind and showed up at the debate. I think there was a portrait drawn of leadership at a moment of crisis that was not reassuring to people, whereas then-Senator Obama handled himself in a much more cool and calm fashion, and I think that the combination of those, the fact that it reinforced the economic problems and raised questions about McCain's performance, sealed the election.
The selection, of course, of vice president was very interesting in 2008 for John McCain. You write in the Battle for America 2008 that he, in fact, wanted Joe Lieberman, the independent senator from Connecticut. Why did he not ultimately select him?
He was very much drawn to Joe Lieberman. He liked Joe Lieberman. He thought that the two of them could present themselves as a centrist administration. They were prepared to take a one-term pledge that if they were on the ticket, they would serve one term and do what was best for the country and not worry about their own reelection. He was convinced by his advisors that if he picked Joe Lieberman, who was pro-choice on abortion and pro-gay rights, that he would blow up the Republican convention. I think that is an accurate description of what would have happened. There would have been a floor fight over the vice presidency. He would have left the convention with a divided party. He was convinced that you could not take that gamble. So instead, he took a different gamble with Sarah Palin.
We're speaking with Dan Balz. He's the co-author, along with Haynes Johnson, of the new book, The Battle for America 2008. Dan Balz, you write in the book about Teddy Kennedy, the lion of the Senate, who, of course, is ailing right now. But his endorsement between Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama was very crucial, and obviously both candidates wanted it. What about Ted Kennedy's conversations with the Clintons, specifically Bill Clinton?
Well, this is one of the most fascinating chapters of the campaign, and we think in the book, because we unearthed a lot of material about phone calls that transpired between Senator Kennedy and former President Bill Clinton. Ted Kennedy was drawn to Barack Obama. He saw in Obama some of the elements of his own brothers, Jack and Bobby. He believed that Obama was a fresh figure who could, in some ways, move past some of the old divisions in the country, both racial and otherwise. But he admired Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton worked very hard to get that endorsement or to prevent Kennedy from endorsing Obama. Senator Kennedy thought at that key moment in the campaign, this was in mid to late January, that Bill Clinton was doing things that were injecting race into the campaign in a way that was destructive. Bill Clinton thought that was a heinous charge, that nobody had done more to bring the races together as president or a politician than he did. And these conversations between the two of them became very tense and very heated as Kennedy urged Bill Clinton to get off the racial issues, as Bill Clinton argued that Obama had unfairly criticized his wife and was not getting attacked for that. This went on for several weeks. Finally, Kennedy decided he was going to endorse Barack Obama. He called Hillary, couldn't reach her. He talked to Bill Clinton. They had a brief conversation. Moments later, Bill Clinton called back and said, "I want to know why. I want to know exactly why you decided to endorse Barack Obama." And as Kennedy is laying out the reasons, he can hear Bill Clinton scribbling on a pad in the background, taking down all those notes. It was a very, very telling moment, and I think the Obama people feel that the combination of winning South Carolina and getting the endorsement of Ted and Caroline Kennedy was a huge boost to them heading into Super Tuesday.